BBC.
Radio 1.
BBC Radio 1 free downloads. Download them all for free at the Radio 1 website.
Here's Friday's Scott Mills Daily Podcast, and today it's all about Calvin Harris. We link up with Grimmy and Calvin in his studio in Los Angeles live and play his brand new track with Rihanna.
Scott Mills 1.
Okay, so Grimmy is back next week, and this is your New Music Friday. Loads of artists releasing brand new music today. And one of them we have on this show this morning. I was baffling you with figures before. So, those people trying to guess as well. Is it Beyonce? Is it Adele? This is huge what we've got for you today. This person has 3.1 billion audio streams, 4.2 billion video streams. I feel like I'm on X Factor, isn't it? Is a Guinness World Record breaker. Can you tell I've done my research? And the first artist to have 9 top 10 singles from one album. Is also the world's highest earning DJ. For New Music Friday this morning, Grimmy is going to be live in Los Angeles from Calvin Harris's studio at his home in Beverly Hills. How massive is this? Grimmy is going to be chatting to Calvin and also bringing you his brand new track with Rihanna. But talking to Calvin this morning on New Music Friday, you'll hear the new single with Rihanna at 8 a.m. But just like a casual chat in his LA home, sat down with Grimmy. This is why we all love Calvin Harris so much.
I like them black girls. I like them white girls. I like them Asian girls. I like them mixed race girls.
When everything's wrong, you make it right.
Way to start a Friday, so many good songs. So if you've got a question for Calvin, Grimmy could ask it to him while sat in his house in LA this morning.
The Scott Mills Daily.
BBC Radio 1.
Not even said good morning to you yet,
I know, well, that's fair enough. There's lots going on. Doesn't it just feel like one of those days as well where the whole world is listening?
Yes. And I think that we're actually on in Calvin Harris's house at the moment.
Oh, don't say that.
Just no pressure.
It's so, so exciting. Also, that little clip of that song, it sounds brilliant.
The song sounds really good, but also when we play that mini mix, you just realise that you know every single song. That's how good Calvin Harris is. You just kind of forget. There's so many.
And I know you were trying not to go X Factor, but those stats.
I know.
They're insane.
I know. I'm imagining the house isn't small. So I doubt we're blaring through the whole house right now, just a small part of it.
He's the kind of guy that has speakers in the toilet.
Yeah, of course there would be. Everywhere. Sean says, that Calvin mini-mix got me properly excited for the weekend and to hear Calvin today. Oh, God. Calvin Harris has just liked my retweet. Oh, I'm doing such a fangirl today. I love it. Ellie says, listening to that Calvin mashup, I'm so excited for this morning for the new track. I know I'm talking about it a lot, but I'm very excited.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Morning, Jack.
Good morning.
How are you?
I am overwhelmed right now.
Where are you, please?
I'm in Manchester.
How excited are you for this morning?
Ecstatic. I'm shaking.
Actually shaking?
Yeah.
Why?
This is just, like, amazing. He's the biggest DJ ever.
Oh, wow. You probably love him.
Yeah.
So you were just listening at 6:30 when you heard the announcement. You were like, yes, that is something that I want to listen to today on Radio 1.
Exactly that.
Okay, so you're feeling excited. Have you heard the 30-second teaser of the new track already?
I have indeed.
Okay, so you'll be listening at 8, yes?
Of course I will, yeah.
Actually,
no matter what, be
here just before 8 because we're going to link up with Grimmy at Calvin's actual house in Beverly Hills, okay?
Oh, okay, yeah.
Nobody else has this. Right, make sure you're there, 8 o'clock this morning, all right?
I'll be there.
All right, speak soon, Jack.
See you, bye.
Love you, bye.
Love you, bye.
BBC Radio 1. The Scott Mills Daily.
Ooh, yeah. Wish we could turn back time to the good old days where mama sang us to sleep, but now we're stressed out. We could turn back time to the good old days where mama sang us to sleep, but now we're stressed out.
So good. Francis from the live lounge yesterday. So I've got a confession to make. As we were walking out yesterday, Francis was having her nails done ready for her live lounge because it's important to have good nails for the live lounge because there's a lot of close-up shots, right?
Yeah.
So she was just outside the live lounge. She had one hand held out as a lady was painting her nails and she's like, hey, Scott, thanks for the chat earlier. We kissed. I went in for a kiss and I was like, good luck for today. You'll smash it. And then the Radio 1 was on in the background and I was in my tired state. I was like, oh, you're all over the radio. You're on again. It wasn't her. It was Shura with Touch.
Mm. It was one of the most awkward situations I've actually been in.
I had to leave immediately. I was like, okay, I'm going now. Bye.
I had to apologise.
Oh, and then I kind of like went out backwards. Okay, bye. Sorry, Francis. Tired. That was great, though. 7 years and Stressed Out by Francis on the Radio 1 Breakfast Show from yesterday's live lounge.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Grimmy is in the house right now. And we are going to speak to him within the next 10 minutes. Good morning, Steph.
Good morning. How are you?
Yes, I'm all right. It's Friday and that.
Yay!
Steph, I saw you tweeted us saying, put me on Real or No Real. I am legit funny.
Yeah, I know. I feel like there's a lot of pressure now to actually be funny. I'm not.
You're not that funny, no?
It was a lie.
Oh, brilliant.
Well, should we bin you off then?
Okay, then thanks, then bye.
Okay, bye.
Joking. What do you do, Steph?
So I work in PR for a company called Bubble and Squeak. We're based at Pinewood Studio.
Oh, so do you get to see all the James Bond stuff?
Well, they won't let me on set.
But tried.
Yeah, of course. I met Colin Firth the other week, but basically all I did was just stare at him and go, and then just ran away.
Do you feel sometimes, Steph, you're like, God, I can't believe I've still got my job?
Yeah.
So you saw Colin Firth and growled at him. Do you ever pretend to be an actress yourself?
No, when the extras, sometimes the extras ask me where they need to be, so I just lead them to random areas. And Pinewood, and just hope that it's the right place.
Do you want to give a shout out to anyone? Maybe your boss?
No.
No. Okay then. Hey, should we just play Real or No Real?
Yeah, let's. Yeah, okay. Let's stop me talking.
You're like Friday in a person.
Yeah, it's really annoying. Yeah.
No, I like it.
Okay, good. That's lucky.
Here's today's facts.
Artist Van T. Rudd has spent years stealing toilet paper from celebrities' homes and plans to exhibit it.
This is the kind of thing you do, Steph.
I feel like you've stolen my idea.
It would be a good exhibit, though, wouldn't it? In some kind of museum.
Is it like the Natural History Museum?
Yeah, well, that depends on how old the celebrity is. Because if it's like Henry VIII or Shakespeare, like old celebrities, then yeah, the Natural History Museum would be a good place for it.
You just got Henry VIII, a celebrity.
Yeah, back in his day, he was probably A-list.
Yeah, Dame.
Yeah, he did.
You don't think of old people as celebrities, do you?
No.
I'm talking your, not Trevor Nelson. What's the one on top of Admiral Nelson? But he was a big deal.
Well, you just said that Henry VIII and Trevor Nelson
no,
were similar.
No, I was talking about the guy with the column. Nelson's column.
Right. But I don't think they were seen as celebrities then.
If you had a celebrity big brother, say, 100 years ago, you get maybe Winston Churchill.
You wouldn't get their names, though.
No, you wouldn't get those names, you're right.
They were big, they were A-list.
You get Anne Boleyn.
History band.
I know. Yeah. Check us out.
Yeah.
I mean, obviously that was longer than 100 years ago, but it was. I do like the idea that Anne Boleyn would go in the Big Brother house.
Hello, Anne, don't lose your head.
If it was there, then. I can't remember which ones with the Henry VIII wives did what. I remember being taught a rhyme at school. Divorce, beheaded, died. Divorce, beheaded, survived.
Maybe they should just all go in the Big Brother house.
Yes. It was like an old school The Bachelor, wasn't it? Yeah. With the amount of wives.
It was like Real Housewives.
Yeah. Exactly, he was the Spencer same. Matthews of his time.
Anyway, is this bloke stealing toilet paper from celebrities' houses and and exhibiting them real or no real, Steph?
Real.
It's a really good idea. I'm going to go real.
That one is no real.
Not true. But Van T. Rudd is real and has been taking cutlery from celebrities' homes over a number of years, and he's going to exhibit that instead.
Sounds more realistic, I guess.
Here's your next fact.
If you sleep on your stomach, you are more likely to dream that you have a secret celebrity admirer.
Who sleeps on their stomach, though?
I think
yeah,
I do.
Sleep on your stomach. Yeah, I do.
No, I don't.
With your face to the side.
No, I'm always...
Your back's against the bed.
Yeah, I am, actually. Always laying back.
I don't understand the phrase as well, secret celebrity admirer. So you're going to dream that somewhere a celebrity is admiring you. I don't understand the dream. Can you explain the dream?
So basically, in your dream, pick any celebrity.
Okay, Carol Kirkwood.
Okay, so in your dream, Carol Kirkwood really fancies you.
Really?
Yeah.
And this is just from sleeping on your stomach?
Yeah.
Okay.
Are you going to give this a go, Steph?
Well, I'm going to try.
Who would you like to have as your celebrity admirer, Steph?
I think probably Chris Stark.
No, like a celebrity, I meant.
Oh, like a proper celebrity. Like,
yeah, proper celebrity, cheers.
Who else?
I think I'd pick Brad Pitt.
Yeah?
Right?
Okay.
Yeah, very similar to me.
Yeah.
Okay, then what's tonight?
What about you, Scott?
I don't really have...
Oh, this is so good. Yeah, what celebrity would you like to fancy you is a brilliant question.
It is good, isn't it?
Yeah.
Who would you have?
I don't know.
Come
it's
on.
Not pressure. That
Jeremy
question,
Vine.
Jeremy Vine. Jeremy Vine.
So, Steph, tonight, if you want to dream that Brad Pitt fancies you, guess on your front.
Yeah.
I just don't know why it works that way round. Why sort of facing forward would suddenly get you a
celebrity. It really sounds unrealistic, doesn't it?
Are you going no real then?
I think I'm going to have to go on no real.
Yeah, I don't really want to agree with you because this is a sort of competition, but I'm going to have to say no real.
That one is real.
You two aren't doing very well today. In a study carried out by the Shu Yan University of Hong Kong, it was revealed that people who sleep on their fronts
were more likely to suffer from erotomania, which is when a person believes that they have a secret admirer, often a famous person. And finally today,
an app has been created that allows you to recall your text messages.
Oh, I really hope this is true.
That'd be amazing.
How does this work, though? Because surely the damage is done. Once it's sent, it's there. I don't understand how you can claw it back.
No, it's saying you can recall them.
Yeah, but the recall is useless because, for example, on emails, this has happened with me, where you send an email out.
Oh, it has happened
and suddenly,
to you, hasn't it?
Yeah. And suddenly you're like, that person really shouldn't have seen that email. And then you send the recall thing, right? And then a message pops up on their screen saying, Chris Stark would like to recall the last email that's been sent. Do you agree?
Really and, obvious.
Yeah, really obvious that you've said something bad. They never say yes. They're going to read the email first.
Mm-hmm.
That does happen. It would be really good, though.
How many times do you send a text, Steph, and you're like, I really wish I could take that back?
Every day.
Every day?
Yeah. I mean, you've spoken to me for a few minutes. You probably are aware that happens.
Yeah, I get that vibe about you that you make the occasional mistake on that front.
Yeah, every day.
So, is there an app that's been created that allows you to recall your text messages? Chris, real or no real?
Oh, it's such a good idea. I'm going to go real.
Steph?
I'm going to go no real.
That one is real.
So, it's the app Private, which allows you to recall a text message you've sent by mistake, or maybe after a drink. Unfortunately, you can only recall the text before the recipient opens it. But it's kind of a safety net that you didn't have before. At the end of that round of real or no real?
Very low scoring. It's been quite a low scoring week, actually, in the main. But I got 10. Steph, you got nothing.
Oh, that's such a shame.
Are you laughing or crying?
Crying. Oh. I know. I'm sure I'll get over it. I mean, it's Friday, after all.
Yay.
Well, listen, Steph, I hope you'll call us again soon because you are lol.
Absolutely. I'd love to come back on.
Thanks for being on, Steph.
Bye.
Love you, bye.
BBC Radio 1. The Scott Mills Daily.
We're now going to link up to Los Angeles, to Beverly Hills, and Grimmy is in Calvin Harris's actual house. Good morning.
Good morning. You made that like sound like I wasn't invited, and I
just climbed
I
over the fence. Over.
It is all okay with him. I am meant to be here.
Oh no, yeah, no.
But morning, guys.
Hi.
This sounds morning. Super exciting. It's kind of weird because I was on my holiday. Obviously, you've been doing brekkie, and we were here like last week. And weirdly, producer Fifi is here. We booked the same holiday, the same time, to the same place. We flew on the same day. Didn't converse with each other, and we're just out here at the same time. So we were out here, we were hanging out, and then Fifi said, hey, have you got the call about this Calvin Harris interview? And I said, no. And she's like, oh, we're gonna do an interview with him on Friday. And I was like, oh, okay, cool. I was like, I leave Friday. She's like, well, it's Thursday here. It's going to be midnight. We're going to be like live in LA from his house. That will go out on breakfast. So this is a thing that's just happened over the last few days. And it's super exciting because obviously he's so huge in the UK and he's like one of our great British exports. But when you come out here, he is everywhere. Like on the radio, giant billboards of his face.
Yes.
Everywhere.
Yeah, I noticed
everywhere.
That. When I went to Vegas, like there's a picture of just his face that covers one side of this massive hotel.
Yeah, his face is everywhere. It's like, everywhere, literally. On the way here, actually, I saw it was a big advert for his show that he does every Friday in Vegas. And it was like, Calvin Harris performing in Vegas, April 28th. I was like, hang on, that's tonight. I said, Fifi, have you checked that he's in? Because we're on the way to his house and it says he's going Vegas. I think it was a typo. But we're here now. We came up to the house earlier on this afternoon. And obviously it's super exciting. Like whenever we get to hear new stuff from Calvin and new stuff from Rihanna together, like this is mega exciting.
Big.
So we got up before, but you know what he's like? He's so cool and nonchalant. I was like, oh my God, this is exciting, isn't it? And he's like, yeah, yeah. So he's like, do you want to hear it? And I said, no, I don't want to hear it. So I've not heard it. Although he did say we could hear it earlier on, but I kind of want to hear it with everybody in the world at the same time, I think.
Well, how was he going to play it to you? Just on like a little speaker?
Just on his phone or something, yeah.
Amazing.
No, because the house is crazy. It's like sort of, you know when people do well, like footballers, and they have a big house over in the UK, when you do well over here and you're like the biggest DJ in the world, it's like Neverland. It's like a ranch, like Disneyland.
So where,
massive.
Where are you in the ranch at the moment?
I'm in one of the 37 homes that are on the compound.
You're in the toilet.
No, not really. I'm joking. No, I'm in the studio right now at the house, and I guess Calvin's having his tea or something in the house. So we're just up in the studio, and he's going to come and join us very, very soon, and we're going to get to all hear it together, and he's going to play it.
So it's what, half midnight there, is it?
It's, yeah, it's coming up to half 11.
Half 11?
At night, yeah.
That's so weird, because like you're in a pop star's house at half past 11 at night.
I know, on the other side of the world, on Radio 1 at 7:30 in the morning.
Yeah.
Okay. Mind-blowing. But I like these New Music Fridays. I thought this was a rubbish idea at first, but if I'm coming to LA every Friday, this is wicked.
Yeah, that's not every week, actually.
Is it not?
No. But this is...
Bournemouth next week, apparently.
The biggest New Music Friday, yeah, okay. The Scott Mills Daily. I'm in the studio in London. Nick Grimshaw is in Calvin Harris's studio in Los Angeles, and we can join him now. Good morning, Nick.
Good morning, Scott Mills. Good morning, the UK.
It's nighttime there, right?
Uh-huh. It's almost bedtime for me. It's coming up to 11:45 on Thursday night, so you guys are in the future.
Yeah, we are.
We're in the past yesterday.
And what can you see now around you?
I can see right now, I can see Fiona from the Radio 1 Breakfast Show looking pretty bored on her phone right now. I can see a lot of people who work for Calvin, a lot of crew. There is a lot of equipment going on through a glass door, which I'm guessing is recording equipment for Calvin Harris when he's making all these hits. And I can see enough plaques. Like, I have never seen this many plaques on a wall that say things like 2x platinum, 3x platinum, 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 all over the wall.
So
because we are in the room where he makes all those hits.
So you're in the studio where he makes all of those amazing songs?
Yeah. And that's connected maybe to while I'm here.
Is that connected to the house?
Do one. Yeah, so the house is like separate, and then you've got the studio. So he likes to commute to work in the morning. He doesn't want to just walk downstairs. He has about a 30-second stroll to the studio because he don't want to lose that, you know, thing of commuting. But more importantly than any of those things, before me, I can see actual Calvin Harris.
Is he there?
He's here.
Yeah, I'm here.
Oh, hi.
How's it going?
Oh, good, thank you.
I didn't realise I was supposed to speak, but I'm here now. How's it going, Scott?
All very good, thank you. I'm going to leave you guys Fantastic. To it, actually. Just have a little chat.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
I fancy an hour after you, Scott.
Yeah, I might have to go and get some tea, actually. Speak soon.
Okay, yeah, go and get some brekkie or something, yeah. Okay, well, we are here. We are taking over Radio 1 for the next hour. Calvin and I, live from his studio here in Los Angeles. And this is a man that has so many facts that I'm going to read quite embarrassingly in front of Calvin Harris right now. So 26 million singles, has 4.2 billion streams, and basically has made all the songs. Good evening, Calvin.
Good morning.
Good morning. Yes. Good evening. So today's a big day.
Yeah.
This is a really, really exciting day.
Yeah.
And me as like a music fan and a new music fan and a Calvin Harris fan and a Rihanna fan.
Yeah.
This is super exciting for me. And I know that everyone around the world is ready for this. There's been a lot of hype about this week. How is it for you? How is a day like today for you?
Very exciting. You know, I've been playing this in my car for too long.
Right.
And it's been like, I've not been able to tell anyone that it exists. Uh-huh. We try to keep it secret until literally 2 days ago. So it's exciting. I can't believe it. People are going to hear it. It's a buzz.
How hard is it to keep that secret? Because, like, you know, Rihanna's got a crew. She'll say, I always work with Calvin. You'll probably tell people, like, there's people in the office. How does that not get out?
You just try not to speak to anybody for a while.
Cool.
And I'm good at that. really good at that. It helps that I'm kind of isolated here, you know, by choice. So... And I've had all this other stuff going on. I've had other people in the studio and other tracks going on that I could talk about other stuff, you know?
You're not like obsessed with Rihanna and this entire song. He's got enough stuff going on.
I'm fully obsessed with this song. Don't get me wrong, but I've had other things going on. I've been with John Newman, I've been with Dizzy, and, you know, that's enough to let people know I'm doing that stuff. Uh-huh. Well, really, I've got the ace card just kind of in my tucked in my pocket there.
Rihanna thing that's gonna be happening. And do you feel that excitement? Because, like, we, you know, just quite weird listening to my own show going out in the UK. It's quite weird, but that it sounded so exciting from the second Scott kicked off this morning. It's been exciting all day on Twitter today. Do you get a sense of how excited everyone is for this?
I really just get a sense of how excited I am. To be honest with you, it's hard to gauge anybody else's feelings. Mm-hmm. I'm just well happy that it's finally coming out. I guess it's
quite a nice day just to... You don't have to be a secret anymore.
Yeah, and also it's like, I mean, this is unbelievable as well. The fact that, everybody's here in my studio to do this. Like, I know that a lot of people are definitely going to hear it. Whereas in previous years, I wasn't sure if anyone was even going to hear my tunes. You know what I mean? But now I'm 100% certain that some people are going to hear this.
Yeah, like definitely. I mean, fantastic. We're here. This is definitely on Radio 1.
At least 10 people.
At least 10 people.
So, honestly, like, this is awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I heard the little snippet, of course. We've heard a little bit of it. And I saw that John Newman tweeted saying it was like, what was his quote? Oh, I have his quote here. It was one of the best pop songs ever.
Ever,
is what
said.
John Newman said.
He said ever.
Ever. John, which is a big...
John loves it. John was here just last week, actually, and he kept asking for the rewind when I was playing it.
Well, that's a good sign.
It's a great sign. He's a lovely lad.
Maybe we can have a pull-up this morning when we get around to it.
I'm well up for that.
We can do that. We can do that. And you worked with Rihanna, of course, on it, and that was super exciting when that got announced this week.
Yeah.
And you've worked with her a few times before. What is it that's so good about going to work with her?
She's got the iconic voice, doesn't she? She's an icon within herself, just like... Any word that comes out of her voice is like, straight away. Like the first time I heard her sing We Found Love, I'd listened to the guide vocal for so long. I'd like lived with it and I thought, well, it can't get any better than this, even if it is Rihanna.
Yeah.
And then I heard Rihanna and it was like I was already listening to the radio. It was like I was listening to the top 40, it was number one. I was like, her voice is out of control. The tone, how distinctive it is, the way she carries it, like... Every little phrase, little enunciation, it's no one like her.
Yeah. So effortless and real with her, I think.
Yeah. It? Yeah, but like stylistically as well, it's just like, she can't be touched.
What is it like that when does she like come in here and do it? Is this where
she didn't come here.
She didn't come in here?
Nah, she was actually on tour when she recorded it. So
right.
We did it in New York.
Right. And is it quite not easy, but I mean, like, if she's so great like that, like, how is it in the working environment with her? Is she quite easy to work with? Is it a one-take wonder?
It's just relaxed.
Right.
And she's one of the few people that'll stay in the studio until it's done.
Right.
Like, she won't call it and be like, I'll be back tomorrow. Like, we went until like 8 a.m.
Wow.
On this one.
Wow.
And like, when she's in, she wants to get it finished.
Right. And the other thing I like about her, like when she's been on the show and we've interviewed her before, she's like, she is fun.
Yeah.
Is that hard though? Because essentially you do want to have a great time with Rihanna, but also you're at work and the clock's ticking.
Yeah, yeah.
Is it quite distracting? Is she as fun as she always seems in the studio? Or does she get like a work head on?
She does get a work head on. Yeah. Yeah. And that's actually most of the time that I've seen her, she's like that.
Right.
Until we did Coachella.
Yes.
The other week.
Uh-huh.
And she was like super fun.
Yeah.
She was on like a completely different vibe.
Not working there.
Nah.
You can't work at a festival.
Nah.
You had to. You were headlining.
Kind of. But I mean, no, she come out and she sung the song.
Yeah.
But the vibe was awesome. She's a lot of fun. BBC Radio 1.
The Scott Mills Daily. We are here. We are in Los Angeles. We're in the home of Calvin Harris and we are about to hit play on Calvin's brand new track with Rihanna.
Nick, I'm excited, man.
I'm excited, Calvin.
I'm excited.
Should we do this? Do you want to introduce it?
Hi, Radio 1. This is Calvin
Harris.
You
don't have to read
that. I've got a script.
No, don't read the script.
Let me read my script.
Okay.
which I've been handed. Okay. I didn't write this myself.
In your best reading voice, come on.
Hi, this is Calvin Harris here, and this is my brand new track. This is What You Came For with Rihanna on BBC Radio 1. Radio 1. Radio
1. Baby. This is what you came for. Lightning strikes every time she moves. And everybody's watching her, but she's looking at you.
There we go, everybody. Brand new stuff, Calvin Harris and Rihanna on BBC Radio 1. That sounded good, that, Calvin.
Thanks very much.
Like, really good.
Thanks very much.
That sounds like a banger, doesn't it?
That sounds good to me.
It makes me want to sack this interview off and go out raving.
Yeah!
Yeah!
Let's do it!
But no, that sounded wicked, that, man.
Thanks, dude.
What happens now? Does your phone go crazy, like, when you release a song like that to the world? Does everyone start messaging you and texting you?
I turn my phone off and I go to bed.
Leave it out, do you?
No, I don't. I compulsively check Twitter for about a week.
Do you actually do that?
Yeah.
Somewhere in between. Do you check Twitter?
Yeah, some of them.
Do you know what? We're going to do some real live Twitter checking right
Let's
now to
it.
See the reaction. Because,
Let's
of course, Thursday night here in Angeles, but over in the UK, of course, it is Friday morning, New Music Fridays on Radio 1. Rihanna has been on. Not the Rihanna, unfortunately. She doesn't tweet me much. But another Rihanna has been on saying, I love this song featuring Calvin. Just perfect, this. Absolute dynamite, officially song of the summer.
Amazing.
It does sound like the summer, that record, doesn't it?
If you're telling me that, then I'm going to go with whatever you're saying, as long as it's positive.
Even though I've heard it is. I have heard it's snowing in the UK right now.
Really?
Yeah, I've heard that it's been a snowy old week, but the summer now, hopefully.
It's good for snow
off.
As well.
It's all right for snow, yeah.
It's great for snow.
Works for snow, works for snow. Let's see what else people are saying. Lauren says, this is definitely one of those songs that's going to be number one for weeks.
Wow.
When you're like, you know, trying to figure out what you consider success, is like, what do you consider success? Is it like a number one, or if it gets played on the radio, or if you love it, or?
I like, I mean, getting played on the radio is amazing.
Uh-huh.
It doing well in the charts is amazing. But it's hard to quantify how it's had an effect on real people without playing it live.
Yeah.
Or playing it out in front of actual real life people. And then you get to see, you know, who's like, singing the lyrics, who knows the words, who's crying, you know, who's getting emotional, and that's when it hits you.
Mm-hmm.
Like there's songs that I thought wouldn't be that big in certain places, and then it's just like it's blown me away. Like I did a tune with Example that was massive in Brazil, and I had no idea until I got to Brazil and I played it as biggest tune of the night. I was like, what? Like like that, like I'm not saying it's a bad tune. I'm saying like it was
you were like this? Whoa.
But you know what I mean? Just like playing something for real people, you're like, oh, okay, this had an actual effect on them.
Yeah.
They love this. And that can't replace any like amount of statistics or charts or radio, all that kind of stuff. Like,
because I guess like when your songs as well, they're kind of obviously like they're big bangers that you can go out and rave to, but there's always a lot of emotion, I feel like, in your songs as well, and like real major pop hooks and sing-along moments and stuff.
Well,
and
it's been my sort of whole idea for a while is in try and fuse real feeling and emotion and melody and texture and the sort of things that you feel in bigger music, you know, rock, pop, whatever, trying to make that but in dance.
Yeah,
because it felt like dance was a little bit 2D, do you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So I guess for the last maybe 5 years I've been trying to like pursue this thing of adding these more interesting, like you'd say, organic kind of sounds, you know, real instruments and all that kind of stuff. Mm-hmm. And I think the end effect is you have something that is more emotional and that sounds like that conjure memories, do you know what I mean, rather than the more synthetic ones.
Yeah, definitely, because they're soundtracks to like people's lives. You know, they'll remember that from like, oh, my first festival, or like, we raved to that when we went to Ibiza for the first time, or whatever.
And I think it's more effective when it sounds almost cinematic. Mm-hmm. You know, there's just more stuff going on. There's more texture and all that kind of stuff.
Yeah, and that's definitely got that record.
Thank you.
Definitely has. Do you know, when you've made a song, like you mentioned that you listened to this a lot when you were driving around.
Yeah.
Do you know like instantly if it's a hit, or do you work at it until it's a hit, or how do you know like, oh, this is the one? This is the one that I'll have like, you know, my first record back and things.
When I first did the little thing with this track was it's the big build, and then everything kind of almost shrinks down in the drop.
Mm-hmm.
And when I first did that, I filtered everything down, just had the little vocal thing. I was like, oh. It's lovely that.
Yeah.
But I didn't think that was going to be the main thing. I just thought it sounded cool to me.
Yeah.
And then that sort of became how the track went, and it seemed like a good idea. But it's still, I can't second guess people's opinions. I can just do something that I'm proud of and that I love, and hope that I've got a gauge on what people like still.
Yeah.
That's really all I can do.
Yeah, because if you're not, you're kind of...
Yeah, well, if I'm not, I'll soon find out. Do you know what I mean? But for now, at least, I know that I'm making the best music that I can. and I'm ticking all the boxes I want to be ticked.
Uh-huh.
So, I mean, it's really up to the people.
I guess you're right in saying that you've got to, no matter the genre, really, you've got to just make stuff you like, because you can't try and like, oh, I'll make this because it all people
you
will
see,
like it, because then that's when you mess
everybody
up.
Everybody knows when you're doing that mm-hmm. as well. Like, you see people who are trying to get on the radio or trying to pursue a certain style, even within dance music, that they're not comfortable yeah. with or they don't know anything about. It's just like, do play your strengths. Do you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. I play to my strengths. I love songs. I love writing songs, and I love instruments, and that's what I do mm-hmm. best, I think. So that's what I continue to do.
Yeah, might as well do it then. If you're really good. Yeah, I mean, if you create stuff like that, Calvin, you might as well do it every day.
Right.
It's great. What happens like when you've made it? I was thinking this before. Like, obviously, Rihanna's come into the studio and recorded it, and she's heard it. Do you have to, because it's essentially like your song and you've made it, do you have to like call her and be like, is this all right, Rihanna?
I played it to her for the first time at Coachella.
Oh, really?
She heard it for the first time 2 weeks ago. I've been working on it for months.
And then what sort of situation is that? Do you sit her down or does she listen
on the
phone?
It was me, her and our manager, just three of us, in the trailer at Coachella. I had a little monitor put in and I just blasted it out for a couple of times.
And what was the vibe?
She was like, this is sick.
Let's roll this out.
Yeah, it was great. Like, it was the first time anything's happened like that as well with me, when I sit with the artist and I'm kind of nervous to play it to her because... Like, I changed so many bits from when she heard it, even, like, musically. So that was... I'll never forget that, actually, sitting in the trailer with her playing it and seeing the vibe hitting her, and she was into it. I was like...
We've got it.
That was amazing.
Yeah, that's a good moment, that real nice moment. Have you ever had it the other way around, where you've worked with an artist, and maybe not necessarily, like, you playing it back where it's finished, but if you've been in the studio with someone, and you're there, and you're like, this is not going to work.
It's not going to happen.
You'd have to name names, by the way.
I'm trying to think. It's definitely happened. I can't think of... I would name names, but I can't think of anything offhand. But yeah, it's definitely happened. Yeah. I think more in the early days, because in the early days, I was working with absolutely anyone that wanted to work with me. And that's never a good way to go. Mm-hmm. I mean, you've got to learn how to do this, but it's not happened for a while, because I know the people that I work with on the whole now, like, either I love their music beforehand and I know they're amazing, or I know them from before, like, say, John or Dizzy or Ellie, you know? So I know it's going to be good.
Yeah, you know it'll be all right. And the names are, like, ridiculous. Like, if we... Basically, where we're sat right now in Calvin's studio in LA, there are plaques adorning the wall, which are really serious plaques here. And you've got the likes of, you know, Florence and Ellie Goulding and Kylie and Example and Cheryl. Chris Moyles album. Shout out to Chris Moyles up there. But, I mean, like, everyone you've worked with, and Haim and all these acts, and... Like, it is pretty ridiculous, and they've all been, you know, huge hits, as we heard in that mega Calvin Harris montage.
Mm.
There's not really any duds, is there? So what happens when you're out, you're in LA, you're out, and you see someone who you're like, oh my God, they've gone off the boil a little bit, and they're like, Calvin, make me a song! Does that ever happen?
Nah, that actually never happens.
Does it not?
I think, on the whole, people are quite self-aware.
Right. They know they're rubbish.
On the whole. Nah, but... I can't say that's ever happened. And you know what? Even if they are slightly off the boil, I'll still speak to them and maybe work with them. Uh-huh. Like, if it's someone I worked with before, and if I loved them and I love their style, I'll always work with them. If I've got an idea, like, if I've got an idea for someone to sing this song and I've got the concept and everything, I would love to do it, don't matter who it is.
Is there anyone out there that you've not yet worked with that you're like, I'd love to go to work with them? Maybe like a friend or someone that you're a fan of?
I wouldn't really like to say because it might happen, and then where's the surprise?
Yeah,
do you know what I mean?
Uh-huh.
For everyone. I'm just really thinking of everyone.
Yeah.
At the moment,
we're about to play new Beyonce because she had a new record. Have you got into it? Have you listened to it yet?
Yeah, amazing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, we're gonna play some new Beyonce right now.
Which one
are we playing, Fifi? Don't hurt yourself.
Okay. Yeah. All Night's my favorite.
Yeah. I love the, what's it, Hold Up?
Yep.
Track number two. That's my favorite.
All Night is the one for me. Diplo.
But what about like working with her? Has she ever like called you up and been like, hey, let's do a song together?
She has never called me up and said that. No. No,
I don't know if she starts the conversations with me.
Nah, I think when I've met her once in my whole life. Mm-hmm. So it's not the sort of thing that would feasibly happen, you know, to call me like that.
yeah, make us a song.
But you know, it's just like you can never rule anything out. Mm-hmm. It's the strangest things happen, and it's really just if people are on all these different wavelengths, if one time you cross and you're in the same zone and you want to do the same sort of track, it can happen. Like, I'm living proof. Rihanna did a track with me 5 years ago, and I hardly did anything 5 years ago. I had like songs that I was singing on myself, and then suddenly Rihanna was into this one song, We Found Love. And then from there, a lot of people wanted to work with me after that. But you just never know what stages, especially an artist like Beyonce, is going to go through and come around. And, you know, you can't rule it out. Anyone. I
mean, could be anyone.
Yeah.
Could be me while we're in the studio.
It could be you, mate.
Could be us. Next
it could
single.
Be you.
Could be me. Calvin is here. We're going to get your questions very, very soon. Also, I have some really good questions from some people that you've worked with before.
The Scott Mills Daily.
We are live from Los Angeles, California. We are in the home of Calvin Harris. Good evening / good morning.
Good morning.
That is a tune, that record.
Yes.
I like that people on Twitter are saying that you have identified that correctly as the best song from the new album.
That one?
Yeah.
Well, thank you very much.
So, congratulations on getting that one through.
Diplo on the production.
Do you know what? It's funny that you mentioned Diplo, because I saw him last weekend, because Calvin was out here headlining a festival, Coachella, which is a huge festival out here. And he was on like a couple of hours before you.
Yes.
And we were talking about the fact that I was going to be interviewing you. And I said, oh, Giz a good question then to ask Calvin. Because, you know, your pals, you've worked together and stuff, and he's in the same field. I thought he'll give me a really good question that I can ask Calvin in this interview. So he texts me this morning, two questions.
Okay.
Right, he said, I've got two questions.
All right.
Question number one is, how expensive was your ab wheel?
That was $19.95 in dollars.
Right.
So actually quite cheap.
Okay. Question number two. Like, I thought he was going to give me questions like, what is it like working in such thing? Like, this is the level we're going
to. We go to the same gym.
Oh, do you?
Yeah.
Right.
I think he's trying to figure it all out. Do you know what I mean? I told him to get this ab wheel. You know, that comes on like JML.
Yeah.
At 1 a.m. Like, the ab wheel, it works wonder. It doesn't really.
Does it not?
Nah. I told him.
Yeah. We'll keep going at it, Diplo. Question number two, and he says that this is a legit question. Please ask Calvin Harris for me why Rihanna won't text me back.
She won't text me back either.
What's wrong with her?
Aye, she's just chilling. I'm not sure if she's even got a phone sometimes.
Really?
Yeah. Well, that's fine. It's Rihanna.
She's living.
It's Rihanna.
Yeah. She's very present.
She's in the moment.
Question number two is from someone else that you've collaborated with, the lovely, wonderful girls from Haim.
Oh, yeah.
Currently in the studio.
Yes, yes.
They're working. Uh-huh. They sent photographic evidence of them working in the studio. So I'm thinking, again, this is going to be another great musical question, right?
Yeah, it's there unlikely, they are. Isn't it?
They're working hard.
Not from them.
They said, this took us a lot of thought.
Okay.
We want to know from Calvin, who we've collaborated with before and we love, which one of us would you want to go shopping with the most?
Well, it depends what we're buying.
It's a great point.
I think if you're going out for something sensible like food, it'd be Danielle.
Right.
She's quite motherly. Mm-hmm. She's quite she's the most mature, let's say.
She won't be letting you throw random things in the trolley.
No.
No.
I think probably Alana, if you were going to probably maybe Alana. She's funny.
Yeah.
She's just funny.
Uh-huh.
She just makes you laugh, so it doesn't really matter what you're doing.
Shopping for anything. Shopping. Ab roller.
Aye.
Anything. Next up, Ellie Goulding's been on.
Wow.
Ellie Goulding has a question for you.
Fantastic.
Now, initially, she thought she was going to turn up and come in here and go, surprise, but she's not in this state. So she's just sent in a question, and she says...
How disappointing.
I know. It was going to be a surprise. It's just me instead. She says, he's been very secretive with me.
What does that mean?
That's what she said. I don't know. So she said, this is a legit A&R question for live radio.
Oh, God.
Can you ask him when our next song is going to be ready / out?
I mean...
That's what she said.
I mean, that's insane. I mean, it's impossible to say, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
She did record a vocal for me.
Right.
But there's no hook at the moment to that track. So it's kind of... It's kind of hard to say. Right. I think she needs to probably get back in order to finish it before I can, you know, I can't just conjure up something now. I could sing
a magician,
it
Ellie.
Myself, but I mean, I'm not trying to do an especially for you, Kylie and Jason duet. Do you know what I mean? Yeah. So hard to say, Ellie. I'm sorry. but if any queries, feel free to text me direct rather than do it live on Radio 1.
But if you could get a hook and get back to us, we'll get it finished.
That'd be a great start.
BBC Radio 1. The Scott Mills Daily.
We've already had questions from like Ellie Goulding and Haim have been on, Diplo's been on. Yeah. We're going to have questions on the way from the good Radio 1 listener.
That's more like it.
Yeah, real...
Real questions.
Real live questions, not on air A&R. You weirdo. What would you most like to, you know, for people thinking now they're waking up, what sort of angle do you want? Do you want the serious music stuff, or are we going down the old Calvin Harris Jam TV route?
Oh my God. Whatever you want.
Anything.
I'm here.
Anything. Okay, just anything whatever. That you want to ask Calvin.
Just anything at all.
Get in touch, 81199, and we'll get those through. So we're here out in LA. It's sort of evening time now, and my last day here tomorrow. Actually, and then I go home, back on radio next week. But I was out here for Coachella, which was super, super fun festival. Huge festival out here. And you were headlining Sunday night there.
Yeah.
How was that show for you? Because, I mean, it's a big old show. It's a big stage.
Yeah.
And it's just you on there.
Yeah. Well, it was me and it was a 300-foot LED screen.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of things going on. I had Big Sean come out. I had Rihanna come out. I had John Newman come out, both of the guys. Theo Hutchcraft from Hurts.
Who's that? Oh, yeah. Theo from Hurts. I love that guy.
Things under control. And it was a fantastic, fantastic time. It really was.
Do you ever get nervous for those shows? Because, like you say, it's a big stage.
The first weekend, I was more nervous. Was everyone going to show up?
In terms
of guests.
Oh, guests. Okay, yeah.
Well, no, there's a certain amount of people that can't go anywhere anyway, so they're going to be there in front of your stage. But it's more like, is everything going to go according to plan? We had a lot of, you know, cues with all the stuff and the things. Mm-hmm. And once that was done and it went well, I actually ended up enjoying the second weekend a lot more.
Yeah, because it's a great show. That I remember when you did Big Weekend and we were in Glasgow.
Right.
Was that 2 years ago, I think?
Yeah.
And you had the Blue Fire.
Yeah.
And that was a sick show.
I mean, the elevation compared to then has been ridiculous.
Yeah, it's been crazy.
Like, this was the first time that we did this show, and it's... I'm at, I think, Tea in the Park this year, and I'm doing Wireless this year, and, like, I can't wait to bring that show back to the UK, because it's... The production level is out of control. Like, when I first saw it in rehearsals, I was a little bit concerned that I was going to blind people. They use all this LED and they use it as a strobe. So I was stood in front of it, just like thinking I was having some kind of problem. But it was just light and sound.
Do you know what? Just if you've not seen what this show looks like, go and have a look, because I know you tweeted loads of pictures. You can see videos of it online.
Yeah.
It is ridiculous when you see it. So if you're going to tea this summer, it's going to be
silly.
It's really special.
And we try and put stuff out into the crowd now, like come out of the ground in the crowd,
right?
Which is like a new thing. So things sort of appear as the show go on. It's kind of like a circus.
It's a great show, but like better than a circus. No cruelty to animals around.
None.
And sometimes with Rihanna, which is even better. The Scott Mills Daily. I love that I've had 2 weeks off Radio 1 and I'm listening to Radio 1. I'm like, what is that? I've lost it in 2 weeks.
Good vibe.
So we are here. We're in Calvin's studio, which is mega. Thanks for having us here, by the way.
Excuse me. I was eating a spirulina bar.
Of course you were. Classic Harris. Classic.
All right, no, thanks very much. It's nice to get a bit of excitement in here.
Yeah. It's great to be here because we came up before and obviously it's dark now because it's like, what time is it? Nearly 20 to 1 on Thursday night here. And it's really beautiful. Like, it's a beautiful sunset out here. We were out playing a little bit of ping pong out there, which I don't think I've played for about 12 years.
You held your own.
I was all right. Thank you. But it's a real beautiful place out here. Does that affect you when you're working? Because I always think producers are in like dark rooms on their own.
Well, there is a dark room up there.
Right.
And that's where I am.
Right.
But it affects me in a positive way in that, let's say when I was working out of London, 2012, it was all darkness constantly. I'd be in my dark room in my bedroom, the dark kitchen in my house, and then the dark room in my studio. It was just all dark.
It was dark.
Exactly, yeah. Right? It was cold and it was dark. Out here, you kind of get the balance whereby you can go outside and, like, God forbid, the sun's out. It's like it's a beautiful day and you can spend, you know, 10 minutes in the sun, just free your mind of whatever is driving you mental in the studio that you can't get quite right and just reset. And that's all it is. Mm-hmm. You need to step out, just take some deep breaths, let the idea come to you, and then get back in there refreshed, man.
I gotta say, me and Fifi have been talking about let the idea come to you. Mate, if you don't follow Calvin on Snapchat, you're up there with the Snapchat greats, mate. You really are.
Thank you
you're
so much.
Killing it on that social media
it
format.
It divides opinion, you know.
But I mean, you're like fully cray cray on it.
Well,
which I like.
I think it's an insight. Do you know what I mean? Uh-huh. It's an insight into a very real part of my mind that I keep hidden most of the time, you know, from even my closest friends.
But if you get on his Snapchat, you'll see it.
But no, it's true. Like, I've really been living by the motto recently, just let the idea come to you. And it can involve doing nothing all day.
Right.
Just safe in the knowledge that when the idea is ready to come to you, Nick, it's going to come. And if it doesn't come, you're not ready.
It's not
for
ready.
It
might come tomorrow.
So relax. You're not
just
ready
chill
for the
out.
Idea.
That, I mean, that is like LA way of life right there, isn't it?
Kind of, yeah.
Just like chill out. It is like, I feel like, you know, we've only been here like a few days and stuff, but you feel like you can fall in love with it and imagine yourself living here and like you end up having stuff like, I mean, you just choked nearly to death on a spirulina bar.
You know,
that
it's
is
a
LA
it would,
life.
It would be a fine way to go.
Yeah, I mean.
maybe not on the radio.
No.
But now I think the good thing about where I am is that it doesn't feel like LA to me, because there's many different sides of LA. You know, it's not just like LA, it's Hollywood and it's all this like whatever fancy Beverly Hills stuff. But for me, this is kind of like a hideaway, you know. It's not even LA. It's just my place where I work and where I eat. Mm-hmm. And that's it.
It feels more like, I think, like it's quite British countryside up here. It's like hidden
totally
away.
You got, that's what I feel at home with. Do you know what I mean? It's like I grew up in Dumfries. So I lived in Glasgow. I lived in London. And then I moved here.
Yeah.
So to suddenly move into an all white marble palace where, you know, a view of the city and all this stuff, like, I couldn't do that.
No.
I couldn't. It wouldn't make me feel comfortable enough to work even. I'd probably have to go to a club every night and get smashed.
Yeah.
So thankfully I did the right thing.
I think the right thing. I think everyone is proud of you that you're up here.
Thanks, Nick.
Hidden away in the forest.
Thanks very
you're
much.
You're up here. Is it quite hard though, because you work here and then your house is just there? Is it quite hard to, in both ways, one, get motivated to stop watching the telly and come and work, and then also to stop working and go and be normal in the house?
Not the way my head is.
Right.
I don't know why. I think I've been doing it for so long that it used to be a problem. When I had a studio, the last time I had a studio in my house was when I was in Glasgow. And that was a problem because I was struggling for ideas in like 2008. Mm-hmm. And I would get up and I'd be in my dressing gown with a bowl of cornflakes and I'd go into the studio and stay there. And then it's 7 p.m. and you've finished your cornflakes, but you're still in your dressing gown. You're like, this is not a natural way to live. And then you order pizza and that's your life. That's not healthy in any way, any aspect, you know. Mentally or physically. But now here, it's like I have such a routine now. I'm so lucky. I always think how lucky I've been to have this gig in Vegas every single week. It's like a routine. I'm here in LA working in studio weekdays. I play Vegas on the weekends and then I come back.
And is that every Friday you go to Vegas?
Yeah, almost every single Friday. Yeah.
And do you get like your friends, who I believe are like hanging out outside listening to this, do you get them every Friday being like, we're coming to Vegas?
Nah, because they're all here to work as well.
Right.
Like, Burns is a producer. He works out of this studio. He does great things.
Uh-huh.
Theo's here visiting. He's writing. He's working. Another person who comes along is my video director, Emil.
Right.
He comes and he writes his treatments in one of the other rooms. It's like, it's a great vibe.
It's like the factory up here.
Kinda, but like not too crazy. Like it's there's a lid on it. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's like I'm involved in absolutely everything. Like I make everything that I do. I produce everything that I do. I mix everything I do. But also I like Emil to shoot every video.
Right.
I like to come down the stairs and be like, look, here's a tune. What do you think?
Make a music video.
Yeah. So that's been great, and that's only happened this year.
Do you feel as like when you're getting bigger and bigger, and like when I was driving up here before, it's crazy seeing like your face on like a massive billboard, yeah. And it just says like Calvin Harris in Vegas, yeah. And like that's up there. Like, do you find like when you're getting bigger and, you know, basically more famous, do you feel like it's quite nice being hidden away and having like your video like director friend there? Like, you've got like a little sort of
What's helpful is they're all British,
right?
And the problem with moving to LA for a lot of people is you're out here on your own, you've got no friends. So, like, imagine coming from the club industry, like being DJ, you want to go 100 at the clubs. The only people you know are club guys. And let me tell you, the club guys are not the sort of guys you want to hang out with.
And they're not.
Especially in the daytime.
Oh, no. Happy Halloween.
But you see that all the time, and it leads you down a path of, like, just not very nice people. You're just hanging out with not very nice people. And that's just the way it is. But I was so fortunate that when I first moved out here, a couple of my mates come out as well. You know, my manager's British. Mm-hmm. Most of his company's British. It's like, it's a grounding kind of vibe. Do you know what I mean? So it's not like I'm whisked away by America, and like, I wouldn't be releasing songs right now if I'd chosen that path.
Is it hugely different? Are there major differences with the music industry and creative industry out here than there is in the UK?
I don't know, because I love way more music coming out of the UK than America. Mm-hmm. Like, I know that. I feel like the UK's a lot more creative.
Yeah.
And I feel like I'm fortunate that I'm from the UK, especially in the world that I'm in, where a lot of people don't have the musical references that I have. Mm-hmm. Like, say, I grew up listening to Radio 1. I grew up listening to Pete Tong and Judge Jules and all these people in the 90s playing this amazing house music. Like, in America, they didn't have that. There was no way of accessing that. I could barely access it in Dumfries. Like, the only station I had was Radio 1. So having that foundation, musical references that don't exist out here, now they do, but back then they didn't, at my age and kind of the experience I've got now, is like invaluable to me, I think.
It's a whole different ball game. Like, we were just chatting when that record was on, like, radio out here. Like, you hear, I swear to God, I've heard Sorry by Justin Bieber 50 times in a week.
It's a big tune.
It is a banger, but I think we can wrap that up now.
It's a big tune.
I think we've all heard it. I feel like there's 5 songs out here.
If it's a big tune, it's a big tune.
Keep it rolling.
Rinse the big tune.
BBC Radio 1. The Scott Mills Daily.
I feel like we should do this every week.
I'm up for it.
Can you do that every week? You get a tune ready. It's what you do best.
I could do it for maybe 4 weeks.
Right. Good. And maybe we'll get Burns on for another 4 weeks.
Yeah.
Theo another 4.
Yep.
And then back to you. And we just keep it rolling like that.
Perfect.
And I just live out here. Perfect. Ideal. We were just chatting during that record because I thought what with coming to LA and it being sunny and stuff, and people of course have been like, Calvin Harris's transformation has been discussed once or twice before. I thought that I was going to have 2 weeks here and come back looking like you. And it's not happened because I've done 1 day healthy.
Got a bit of colour.
I got a bit of colour. But I've been doing 1 day mega healthy, like spirulina bars. And then the next day eating like the gnarliest, like grossest food on offer in America.
Yeah.
Like I had the other night a waffle for my tea, right? With like an ice cream scoop of butter, then basically KFC on it, and then syrup on it and hot sauce.
Is that real?
A real American meal. My friend took me. Shout out to Joy who took me there. It was disgusting.
Wow.
Yeah, I'm not yet since. I'm like when a snake swallows a goat. Just has to just eats once for the week. Wow. Right, we have some questions from the loyal listeners of Radio 1. They're going to magically appear into the ears of you, Calvin. Amazing. Answer when you hear them. Right. First up is a question from Kerry in Portsmouth.
Hi, Calvin. Really excited about the new tune with Rihanna today. I'm Kerry from Portsmouth. Just got a question for you. Out of all the artists that you've worked with, who's been the most inspirational to you? Thank you. Bye.
Interesting.
Thank you, Kerry.
I'm going to say John Newman. John Newman is an inspirational character.
And why? Why is that?
Why? He's just... he's just got a northern charm. Uh-huh. Whereby he can say something to you and you take it on board and you become a better person.
Is he listening right now?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, he is, yeah.
Yeah, okay, so John, the most inspirational person.
The most inspirational man I know. Good. John Newman.
I love that guy, though. That was the last time that I saw you and him came in together.
Yes.
We had a lot of fun that day.
Ah, he's amazing.
He's a great guy.
He's an amazing guy, and he's got some great tunes coming up.
Has he?
Yeah, because I did them. Nah, not just because I did them, but they're amazing.
But mainly, like 90%. Yeah.
He's quality, though. I love him.
Right, next question. Luke in Sheffield. Hello.
Hi, Calvin. It's Luke here from Sheffield. Massive fan of your work and can't wait for the new stuff.
Massive fan.
Just a quick question to clear some stuff up. In all seriousness, have you ever actually made a bad tune? Cheers.
Just to clear some stuff up.
Yeah, I have. Yeah, I've made plenty. If you got my first album. You want to take a listen to that, mate?
What do you reckon is like the dodgiest
What's
one?
What's the worst tune I ever
What's
made?
What's the worst tune you've ever made?
What's the worst tune I made? There's a 4-second track on my first album.
Really?
It's just a guitar.
Great.
It costs 99 cents.
Right.
I mean, pence. On iTunes, it's 4 notes.
We'll get that on next Friday.
Decent notes, but I mean, it's not a hit. Do you know what I mean?
No, not great.
There's worse than that as well.
There's basically no duds that make the cut, Luke, basically. What about, do you remember like doing your first song? Do you remember what it was? Like when you were young, when you were little? Do you remember like writing a song?
Mate, I've got all of them.
Have you?
And I've got all of the demo rejection letters as well, since I was 15.
No way.
Yeah, I got them from Defected, who is still a label, who are amazing. Azuli, Positiva, all them dance labels, you know, from like 1998 to 2000. Got all the letters. They all say the same thing. Thank you for you demo. The sound we found to be very good, but is not for us at this time. Keep on producing, and I'm sure we will work together very, very soon. All the labels say the same thing.
I love that.
But having said that, imagine sending a demo now. You wouldn't get a letter back with like a pack of vinyl, would you?
So no
shout out Defected and all those other labels for actually responding to me.
Yeah.
Unreal.
Do you know what? I've got rejection letters from Radio 1. When I was asking to be an intern there and stuff.
That's
and
the sort of thing you need to frame, I think.
Yeah, my mum gave it me for Christmas, my main present.
That's cool, though.
I'd have liked something else. That would have been more of a stocking filler in my eyes. Next up, Jackie's been on in Scotland. Hello, Jackie.
Hi, Calvin. Big fan. Jacqueline Barry here from Scotland. Bellhaston Park last summer was amazing. Thanks very much. My question for you is, now you live in America, is there anything from Scotland that you miss? And do you get anything sent from home to you?
There's nothing of material value that I miss. Mm-hmm. But I watch a Scottish comedian called Limmy.
Right.
On YouTube a lot. Almost. I try and do it once a week, and it just retains the Scottishness within me. Yeah. I'm only half Scottish to start with, and it's important so that it's not all sucked out of me in America to retain some of it. So by listening to Limmy, who is the most Scottish comedian I know, and he's amazing as well, like, he's so funny. I listen to that, listen to him.
Mm-hmm. Retains it in there. Our producer, The Breakfast Show, producer Vic, who's overrunning this right now from the UK, is a real-life Scottish person, so you'll be getting a lot of Scottish energy right now, Calvin.
I'm feeling it.
You're feeling it from
Vic? Yeah, and I appreciate it.
Yeah, I feel that Scottish power. Chris has been on. Hi, Chris, what's your question?
Hi, Calvin, it's Chris here from Essex. Big fan. Being a superstar DJ, you probably don't have a lot of time to relax, but when you do, I was just wondering what your idea is of a perfect Sunday.
Oh, wow.
That is a good question.
That's fantastic. A perfect Sunday. What does that remind me of? So, I guess it would be, I mean, I find the studio relaxing. Uh-huh. It's usually sunny. I like to play, we've discussed the table tennis. Mm-hmm. I like to do a bit of that. I like to get in the sun. The sun is very good for you. Vitamin D, Nick, gives you energy. So I like to do that. I don't really have any hobbies. This is my main problem in life, and it's not a big one, is that my hobby was music, and then my hobby became my job. Mm-hmm. So I used to make music as a hobby, now I make music all the time.
Does it ever feel like a job?
No. But now I've been left with no hobbies, you know, kind of hobbies. People ask you, what do you do? What do you do to wind down? I'm like, well, I just make music because it's fun. Like, nah, but do you not fish or, you know, play sports or, you know, anything? Do you not do anything? I'm like, nah, I don't.
Do you know what? I had on the way here a security question when I got to America, and they were like trying to make a conversation with me. And he said, what are your hobbies? And I said, I don't have any.
None.
And he said, no, what do you like to do in your spare time? Like, he thought I didn't understand the word hobby.
Yeah.
And I said, nothing. And he's like, what do you do in your spare time? And I was like, Twitter.
Ooh.
And he was like, okay, thank you, welcome to America. And you're I was right. like, that is so sad.
Yeah.
I was like, what do I do? Sit on Twitter.
2016.
Snapchat.
Mate. It's like, disgusting.
Literally, that is it. Okay, we have our final question.
Fantastic.
This is from Scott in Glasgow.
I'm a big fan of you, Calvin. You're an amazing producer. And I know that you play in the biggest and top clubs in the whole of the world. But have you ever been knocked back from a club as a normal punter?
It's a good question. And the answer would be yes. It was chancers in Dumfries for having the wrong shoes in 2001.
Man.
And it was a fair cop. I had the wrong shoes on.
I hate that rule. You end that now as like a man of power in dance music? Let the people wear what the shoes they want.
It's really, you know, I think it's about a mental attitude mm-hmm. that when you have fancy shoes on, you're less likely to cause trouble, like in your mind.
Right.
Do you know what I mean? If you go in a place and you're dressed with trainers and jeans, a t-shirt and all that, you're kind of setting yourself up to cause trouble.
Uh-huh.
If you're there in your nice shiny shirt from Next or somewhere like that.
Yeah.
And then you've got, you know, your shiny shoes and all that on. You're probably going to be a bit more respectable in the club. That's my theory.
If you've got a brogue on, you're going to hold it down.
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah.
I mean, that's literally something that I just thought of then.
I'm concerned that you're wearing trainers right now. He might go crazy at any moment, guys.
They're very clean, though.
Yeah, they're very clean. They're very perfect, those ones. What I wanted to ask as well, actually, before we were chatting, we were speaking about going to clubs and stuff, where's like the weirdest place that you've DJed? Is there a place that you remember where you're like, wow, that was a weird gig?
Oh, try and block them all out. I really do. I try and block them all out. I played some straight. They do a lot of like local radio shows here in America. I think the weirdest one that I did was it was a rooftop bar, and they'd handed out tickets to the listeners, but it was all like mums and dads' ages. Right. And it was kind of like a bar. So they'd set up the decks in the corner, and folk were just drinking wine. It was like a wine bar. Folk were just drinking wine, just chatting away.
And then I'll
come on and play this obnoxious, this was a few years ago, very obnoxious EDM.
Uh-huh.
And needless to say, I wasn't asked back.
Mm,
it didn't go down very well, but it was incredibly embarrassing. More for them than me, I think.
But like, what is going on there?
In the end, you've got to just laugh. You know, it was a lovely view. It was a rooftop bar.
Beautiful.
I don't blame them for going up there, but I ruined their night. I did.
It's time to say goodbye now, Calvin.
I'm sad and happy at the same time because it's been fantastic. So thanks so much for coming.
Thank you for having us.
It's been a lot of fun.
I mean, I say it's goodbye for the radio, but we don't have any money left. So we're actually going to be staying here until we fly home tomorrow.
Okay, that's not a problem.
Okay, thank you. So what's the plan then for the rest of the year now that we've heard this new record? We know that you're going to be at T, you're going to be at Wireless, going to be at Creamfields.
Yes.
Are we going to have... When obviously we only heard this today, but when's the next track happening? When's the album going to be happening?
The next one is soon. Actually, the next tune that's coming out, I'll say this. The next tune that's coming out is a Dizzy Rascal tune.
Yes.
It's Dizzy Rascal and Me.
Uh-huh.
And I love it so much.
Again, like Rihanna, like he is like, you instantly know it's him, like so distinctive.
And I had a beat and I could just imagine him on it for so long,
uh-huh.
and then he was in LA and I was like, dude, come over. He came over, he did it. I was like, this is just, I persuaded him to release it and now he's into it.
Right.
And I know that like everyone that I played it to is like, well, this is perfect.
Yeah.
It's like, I'm excited for it to come. I'm excited for him to be hopefully, you know, back on the radio and just doing his thing because he's the best.
He's just
the best.
I mean, he was, when that first album, Boy in the Corner, came out, I remember that was the first record that I didn't get from my brother or my sister.
Mm.
That was like my choice. And I remember, that's what will always live on with me, is like that was the record that I chose and I didn't sort of copy my older siblings.
Well, it's a classic. He's a classic artist.
Yeah, totally.
And it's just, it's the way it is. He's in his own lane.
Yeah.
And that's, there's not many people like that. He's completely unique.
Mm-hmm.
So it was a buzz doing another tune, especially like 8 years after Dance With Me.
Eight years, mate.
So that's great. I'm excited about that. That's going to be in like, I don't know, three, four weeks maybe. You're going to hear that.
Oh, wicked. Well, yeah, excited about that. Well, let's do that then. Me, Dizzy, we'll fly over here. We'll do this again.
Let's do it.
Live from LA. We'll make it happen. Calvin, thank you for having us. It's been a mega evening here in Los Angeles. A great morning on Radio 1.
Thank you.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Grimmy, you still there in LA?
I am still here in LA.
That was great.
It's great, that record, isn't it? So good.
Yeah. So you alone now?
I really,
now?
Really like it.
Are you alone now?
Yeah, I'm alone. He's gone. I don't know where he's gone. I don't know if he's gone back in the studio, gone back in the house. But yeah, no, I wasn't like, it's so good because he's here. Genuinely love that. It's quite subtle, isn't it?
Yeah.
Like, it's not got like that mega drop banger, but it has. But then it also, it's quite, I just want to hear it again and again.
It's kind
record.
Of, like,
I really like it.
We were saying it's kind of, it's as good as We Found Love, if not better, but it's just like an updated, more modern version of it.
Yeah. Yeah, and it's like bigger but more discreet. It's yeah. Really, it's a great pop song. Yeah. I love it.
We learned a lot in that interview. We found out uh-huh. that John Newman is his biggest inspiration. I don't know whether that was real.
I think it's just John was messaging him throughout that interview. So I think he's listening to Radio 1.
Love that.
So I think he was like getting some John Newman best mate brownie points. Though.
We've also learned wrong shoes, couldn't get into chances in Dumfries.
Yep. Don't get the wrong shoes on.
What else we got? Next song's going to be a Dizzy Rascal tune.
So excited about that. Yeah. Dizzy, like one of my favourite voices ever. So, yeah. So ready for that. We learned that he's got no hobbies whatsoever.
None. Yeah, like yourself.
Also, one of my favourite things was the fact that he's working with Ellie Goulding, but he hasn't made the song yet. She's recorded the vocal, but he hasn't thought of the hook yet. I love that.
Yeah.
Yeah. I liked it because he was like,
why don't you write that hook, Chris?
Anyone could right now. I liked send
that,
it to him.
The bit that I liked, which was quite awkward, was, well, if you'd like to get her to contact me directly, then we can talk about it. So good. Grimmy, good work. Well done. Thank you very
much. Thank you, guys.
Really good interview.
Thank you.
We'll get highlights up for you later. You'll be able to watch it as well very soon. And we will see you back at Radio 1 next week.
Yes, wonderful. I will see you there. We're back on Tuesday morning. Fiona's screaming Tuesday at me. Tuesday, we are back on air. So we'll see you then.
Thank you.
BBC Radio 1. The Scott Mills Daily.
Wow. What an interview.
The whole way through, though, I was just thinking, oh, it's Calvin Harris's house. You know, there's a few pictures on the @R1 Breakfast Twitter account. So you get a little insight there, but it was just so strange. Imagine them both just sat there.
Talk me through the pictures. What can you see?
Well, the one I've from seen where they one, did the interview.
There's one like in the yard where they're playing ping pong.
Oh, you see that one? That one's great. They're just outside. And then you find yourself in these pictures just looking into the background of them to kind of see what's really going on.
Yeah.
So he's got this quite big house. He's got a table
quite
tennis
big.
Table. Yeah, quite big.
Yeah.
Table tennis table outside. But on the side are all these golf carts. So he clearly uses them to kind of get around.
Imagine having golf carts in your garden. That's insane.
So good. Oi, also,
oi.
Fiona has clearly been tasked with taking the pictures of around the house. So then there's a picture of Calvin Harris's nuts. So it's quite literally, she's taken pictures of nuts in a jar. But if you're like me, you will look into the background and see the hand wash and stuff like that, which probably costs £3,000.
Yeah, it's probably like designer hand wash, yeah.
And posh taps.
Yeah.
And then in another picture, Fifi's taken a picture of a fruit bowl.
Wow.
I mean, I think she could have got slightly more interesting pictures from around the house, but hopefully
it's a real insight.
She will upload those.
Yeah, I want to know what the house smells like.
Yeah.
I bet it smells of like lush, like scented candles.
It will smell rich.
I want to see the towels. I want to see if it's got like his and hers towels.
See, I want it
bathrobes. That's what I want to see.
I want it to be like that show, Four in a Bed, where they go round checking for dust.
Yeah, I want them to. I want Grimmy to be licking his finger and just running it along the window ledge and going, someone hasn't cleaned for a week or so.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Those are Friday's highlights. We're back on Monday morning from 6:30 on BBC Radio 1.